Started then to be respectful of everybody's time, so the recording is now active. Welcome to today's Wasatch Front Regional Council Budget Committee meeting. Today's date for the benefit of the audio record is May 9th, 2019. We have present in the room Sean Milne from Florida County, the chair, and over to the left.
Andrew Pearson with WFRC.
WFRC.
Andrew Gruber, WFRC.
Wayne Bennion, WFRC.
Blake Thomas, Sarman City.
And then those on the phone, why don't we go ladies first?
Tina Cannon, Morgan County.
Mayor.
Buff Stevenson, Lincoln. David County, I guess.
Excellent. And then our chief financial officer.
Love it.
I'm sorry, I said my name. Did you not hear me?
No, sorry, but thank you.
Sorry.
All right, now that we've got roll call.
Mayor Silverstein.
Yeah, and Jeff Silverstein.
Thank you. That's right, I meant him when I said mayor, and Bob, old habits die hard. So moving right along, the next formal item on our agenda is the approval of minutes from March 19th. Are there any omissions, deletions, or corrections? Hearing none, the chair would accept a motion. There's a motion for approval of the minutes, and I think there was a second by...
Yeah, Jeff Silverstein, I'll be the second.
Excellent, thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Excellent, are there any opposed? They will be stood as unanimous. All right, the very next item is public comment. It is at this time that if any member of the public wishes to come forward and advise us of their thoughts, now is the time to do so. Harriman City has no formal public thoughts. Anyone else? Anyone? Okay, since Bueller's not here, we'll go ahead and close that. The next item is 4A, and it's an action item, a recommendation of approval for the amended fiscal year 2019 budget. And I'm going to turn some time over to Executive Director Andrew Gruber to go over any thoughts that he has to share with us on that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. So we have today two action items. And I can get through both of these briefly. The first action item is an amendment to the FY19 budget, and the second action item is recommending approval of the FY20 budget and work program to the council. So I'll start with item 4A, which is the amendment to the FY19 budget. That's our current budget. As we have talked about extensively in the past, WFRC has moved its offices and now sold its old office building, and you're all aware of that. We had agreed in the past that when the office building, the old office building, was sold, that we would take the final proceeds from the sale of the building, the net proceeds, and deposit them into a dedicated interest-bearing account, a separate fund, a building fund. And the action that we are requesting and recommending to you today is to actually take that, or give us that direction and take that action. So the reason we're doing it now as an amendment is because we now have completely closed on the sale. We know that the final net proceeds are $1.1 million and change. And so you have a memo that was sent to you that just says that. Lovett has been working on this, and we'd create a separate governmental fund and a separate investment account to account for and hold the proceeds from that sale.
Sorry, Chairman. Folks, for the benefit of everybody else on the phone, and because it can be challenging for others to hear with background noise, would you all please mute your line until you have something specific to address?
Particularly whoever's walking around in the wind.
Yes.
One second, I'll be out of it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right, go ahead.
So we are all happy to answer any questions, but this is exactly what we had planned for and anticipated. Just one note, this $1.1 million doesn't show up in the budget documents. It will be reflected in the annual audit report in the balance sheet for our governmental funds that we'll have for you at the conclusion of the year. So that's the first action item, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does the committee have any questions for Andrew on the sale of the prior building or where these funds are recommended to go? Hearing none, the chair would accept the motion as to the amendment for 2019's budget.
And just technically, Mr. Chairman, this is a recommendation of the budget committee to the council. This item and the next item would go before the council at its May 23rd meeting.
Excellent. Thank you for the clarification. Still, the chair would entertain a motion on a recommendation. Not all at once, though. Tina, this is where you fall on the sword and you come forward with a recommendation.
Oh, so moved.
Is there a second?
I had to unmute.
The chair will second so that we can get this going.
Okay.
So there's a motion and a second for a favorable recommendation to the WFRC board for the amended 2019 budget as recommended by Mr. Gruber. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Excellent. Any opposed? Then it shall stand as unanimous. The next item is a recommendation of approval of the fiscal year 2020 budget and the Unified Planning Work Program. Andrew?
Thank you. So you all recall in March we had a detailed discussion of the proposed budget and work program for FY20. The budget committee worked it through. We made some modifications. We sent it to the council. It was discussed by the council and voted on unanimously by the council to release the budget, the draft budget and work program for public comment, which we did. And we also sent it to the members of the COGS in the WFRC region looking for any comment. We have not received any comments from the public or from the COGS.
On the budget.
On the budget. We did receive a comment on the work program that did not result in changes to the work program.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne. So what we have before you today is, again, that budget and work program, which are identical to what you reviewed and the council reviewed and released before, with one exception. And I want to explain that to you, and then after I explain that to you, answer any questions, and then the recommendation and request would be similarly that you make a motion to recommend approval to the council on May 23rd. So here's the recommended modification to the FY20 budget. Let me first tell you what it does not do. It does not change the overall revenue or expenditures for the FY20 budget. Rather, what it would do is simply adjust the mix of federal funding that we're using in FY20. We've talked before as a committee about the how we use a mix of federal funds to support our operations. That includes what we call PL or planning funds, and then STP or surface transportation funds, and we have a mix of those that support our budget. What we have been doing for years as a strategic financial approach is that when we get those PL funds that are allocated to us, they go specifically to metropolitan planning organizations around the country from the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration, UDOT, and then to us. What we have done is we've effectively created a time lag. We get funds, federal funds, apportioned to us in 1 year, and we essentially use those funds in our next budget year. So we're kind of always maintaining a partial year balance that is not drawn down from the federal government. Okay, it's a time lag. It's not net extra money, it's just a time lag in when we're using those resources. What's the rationale for that? Well, having that sort of rolling balance that's not drawn down gives us a safety and security if, for some reason, there is a cutoff in the flow of federal funding. That can happen. It has happened in the past. And every few years, there's a sort of a threat. Well, the federal government's not going to agree on a budget, or they're not going to reauthorize transportation, and the flow of funding is going to stop. Well, so we maintain this time lag so that if that were to happen, we would have roughly a six-month window to weather that temporary shutoff in the spigot of the federal money, so that we don't have to be in an emergency situation and lay people off, etc. So it's just a financial stability tool. Okay? We've been doing that for years. This year, there is a related situation, but it's kind of different in this year in that under the current federal law, the FAST Act, which expires in 2020, there is a provision that funds that have not been drawn down, so these PL funds I was referencing that have not been drawn down, would be rescinded in September of 2019, at the end of the current federal budget year. So it's called a rescission, and it's basically a way for the federal government to come in and sweep funds out that arguably are not needed. Well, of course, we do need these funds. We just strategically have this time lag. So what we are recommending to you is that we modify the mix of the federal funds that we're getting. That in our FY20 budget, we draw down all of those federal PL funds, planning funds, that are available to us, essentially temporarily eliminate the time lag, which would increase the PL funding in our budget by roughly $1 million. That's essentially that time lag amount. And then correspondingly, we draw down $1 million less of the other federal funding source that we use, the STP, or Surface Transportation Program funds. So it's simply a change in the mix of dollar amounts that we would be drawing from different accounts, but not changing our total revenue or expenditures. Now, what we would also intend to do is that in our next year, hopefully this rescission never happens and no money is ever taken. So this is a defensive measure, strategically defensive measure to ensure we don't lose any money. Our plan would be in the following year, in FY21, that we would effectively reverse this, draw down $1 million less of STP and $1 million more of PL to restore that balance. So over the course of 2 years, it nets out at no change, but it's protecting in FY20 the PL money against a rescission. So hopefully that was clear in terms of explanation and also in terms of strategy. I'll stop there and see if anybody has any comments or questions.
Yeah, so board members, does anyone have a question about the strategy that Andrew has just narrated for us?
So if I'm understanding this right, Andrew, are we just emphasizing that people should use the planning funds first, or am I getting this backwards, that you want to use surface transportation, more surface transportation and less planning, or... Are we just playing as I got in trouble when I used that term last time, so I'm not going to use the counting game. Are we playing... We're planning to use the money just differently, focusing on planning versus focusing on surface?
Yeah, good. It's a great question. We are not actually talking about spending money on anything different. So it doesn't change at all how we're using the money. It is simply an accounting question of which money we're using to pay for exactly the same things that we were anticipating. So we would pay for more of our costs using these PL funds and less using the STP funds, but this has zero impact on what we actually do, what we spend money on, or how we conduct our operations. It's really just an accounting or budgeting issue.
Okay. See, I was trying to avoid using that term, but I'm glad you did.
Any other questions by other members? If there are no other questions or comments, the chair would entertain a motion as to a recommendation to the WFRC board on this matter for fiscal year.
Chair, I'll make a motion. I make a motion that we recommend approval to the full council on May 23rd for the adjustment of the 2020 budget.
Right, and so it would be for the entire FY20 budget with this modification and the Unified Planning Work Program.
Thank you. Did I hear a second?
I'll second.
Was that Bob? Okay, great. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of proceeding as moved, say aye.
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 Excellent. Any opposed? Great, then it'll be stood recognized as unanimous. So the next item is a request for input on WFRC's fiscal year 20 goals. And those of us here have a handout, and I think that was also emailed in the packet, if I recall correctly.
It was. And if I may, Mr. Budget Committee Chair, yep. That concludes our action items. If anybody, if you have the time and desire to stay on and have a conversation about this, we would appreciate it and welcome it. But if you also have other things you need to do, it is not mandatory for you to stay on because we don't need a quorum for any action items going from this point forward.
So I would recommend... Excellent. Can I suggest that we just formally adjourn then, and those that would like to stay on for the conversational topics, please do so.
Okay.
Just so that Andrea can formally close the meeting in her records. So I'm going to take that as a motion to adjourn for Bob's... Go ahead.
Okay, motion to adjourn at this time.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. We are adjourned, so we will retain those that are interested in hearing the request for input on the fiscal year 20 goals, as well as the executive director's report. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, you can. Okay, thank you.